So, Brooke, I feel like we've been living in the movie Groundhog's Day in a way. And Saturday was the day that Groundhog's Day like broke. Like we woke up and it was a different fucking morning. Same song, but then you realized it was a different goddamn day.
It was a different day. And also, have you ever partied while making coffee? It is truly. Like I was just like, woo, smashing coffee cup together, like pouring some over your head. You know, I was like, I'm really not ready to start drinking. I just woke up. Even though that's been my attitude most of quarantine, I just hit a wall, you know, on Saturday. Did you also have a moment where I was like, that's interesting? Because I'd had every emotion already. And I'm just so used to not being allowed to trust that there could be joy that I was just dead to it until later that evening when the tears came.
Absolutely. I think and I've actually been pushing myself back like the whole time. I was like, don't you fucking cry, Andrea. Don't you do it. And then like I was like, oh, Van Jones is crying. So I fell to the floor weeping.
I was forwarded that and I was just like, not right now. I can't. I got to hold it together. I love that man. Although I do have some glasses, some frames suggestions because he's so fine. Van Jones is fine. And I feel like he could rock some like real hipster frames. But anyways, he's kind of wearing some old Mother Hubbard granny. Whatever. He's like, you can't handle all this hotness if I put on a flattering pair of glasses. Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys, welcome to Sidework Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Wallace.
And I'm your host, Brooke Van Poplin. We just want to say sorry about last week, but not sorry. We needed a mental health break.
Oh, yeah. You guys, we just needed to take that break. And we kind of feel like you did, too. I just feel like we wouldn't have been in the right place for you.
No, you know, and that's what we aim with this podcast, to bring a lot of joy and a distraction from all the crazy shit that's going down. And we were not able to summon it. And yeah, you don't need to listen to a 30-minute stream of me sighing and crying. Okay.
Yeah. Our brains, our hearts were in the weeds all last week. I think we can all say that we felt that way. And now we see that light. It is open, you know.
It's all good. And y'all did it. Like anyone who really stepped out of their comfort zone in terms of maybe never being registered to vote in the past, or this was your first chance to do it, or you feel just disenfranchised and have thought, what does voting matter anyway? And you went out and you did it anyways. I just have to congratulate everyone. I'm so proud of you all. You know, Godspeed. And you put up a good fight. And
great fight. Proud of
our server. Oh, my God. I almost called him Serverinos. Is my favorite murder going to sue us?
Me? No. Because you're like, oh, that's their thing. It was just a one-time thing. Don't sue us, guys.
Sorry. I mean, server fam. I'll call you the server fam. But
right.
Speaking of server fam, we also got our Patreon off the ground. We released a really fun bonus episode this past Tuesday, and it is hiding behind a paywall. So if you're interested in joining and hanging out with us on a more regular basis, getting a bunch of free stuff, all that, join our Patreon, patreon.com/sidework. And I want to take a moment to especially shout out the first few people who have joined. So let's do that on Sidework Live right now, and then we'll get on to the show. Okay, big thank you in store for, ooh, is there even another one has joined since then? Wait, who are these? Do we get more? We're up to 15. It's happening.
Whoa, guys, it's happening. We have 15 Patreon friends. Oh, my God. Don't you guys want to make those numbers go higher and get in there with us?
These 15 listeners get to like live stream and do server group therapy with us. And for $5 a month, which I am fully turning into NPR fucking station drive. But here we go. For five mere dollars a month, which breaks down to like $1.25 a week, you can have extra content with us. Okay, big thank you. We had people just join. So I'd like to thank Bromlin at Bee's Knees Coffee. Thank you for joining. We see you. We love you. Bromlin Fitzgerald. Okay. And then we have Sadie. 80-10-bower. Sorry if I am not saying that correctly, but it feels right to me. Then big thank you to Shannon Engelbrecht. You have joined our Patreon. You rule. We salute you. Now, we also have Jeff Celletti. I never asked you, Jeff. I met you in Brooklyn. You're awesome. You always stay in touch with comedy and podcasting, all this stuff. So thank you for becoming a $10 floor captain. We've got Julia Waddle, 0607 here. I'm not going to give her email. Julia Waddle just joined. And then we have Julian Villard, Kevin Bell. We have Brendan. Let's see. This is Brendan Wallace. No relation.
But you know what? Now we're related in a family sense of Patreon. So there you have it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Big thank you to Nicola Steves. We see you. We love you. My girl in the Detroit area, Kirsten Byes. Thanks, girl. Okay. Big thank you to Brooke Dombrowski. Thank you. Thank you. Big thank you to Marissa A. Smith. And almost done, Don Doty. We see you, Don Doty. We like your name. Marissa Federici. I don't know. Your names are all over the place. Are they emails? Are they your real name? I don't know what's going on. Then we have Emily. Wow, this is a fun one. This is very French. Poirier. I'm gonna say Poirier.
I really love it. All these names are taking you to task. Like, it's really entertaining to me right now. In the future, and this is my hope, to have enough names so we can just put them all in a big fishbowl and just pick a couple. You know what I mean? A couple per show.
Okay. But I just want to show that we love you. We're giving the shout out. And last but not least, Maya Blenderman. And I don't think I messed that up all. Blenderman, that doesn't sound real. But thank you. You're a floor captain. Thanks for joining our Patreon. Oh, someone kill me. All right.
Thank you guys so much. Brooke, that should have been Patreon content unto itself. Just all of that. You guys got that for fucking free. Can you believe it?
Oh, sorry. That was so hard. Moving on to the show, we would love to introduce our very special guest.
Yeah, our friend. Oh, my God. Also, first of all, she and Brian went to college together at Southwest Missouri State Theater College. You might know her as being Cam's sister Pam in the hit ABC comedy Modern Family. She's an amazing improviser, comedic actress. And we also know her as our Applebee's server, Dana Powell, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Co-host of the Rants and Raves podcast here live with us right now.
Yes, that's right. I have a podcast as well. I enjoy podcasting.
It keeps the demons at bay, you know?
It does. And especially when, I mean, I don't want to be a jerk or anything, but I love lady podcasters. Mm-hmm. And you ladies are so funny to me.
Thank you. I mean, same. Yeah. Right back at you.
Yeah. I love it. And yes, I was an Apple buddy.
Applebee's. Oh, God.
When I knew Brian, actually, in college is when I did
it. Wow. Which iteration of the uniform? Because it really hasn't changed much over the years. So
I had khaki pants, which was a nightmare for me. Yeah, you tucked in such a slenderizing, beautiful look. You tucked in the collared maroon shirt with the Applebee's logo on your boob. And then I always tried to hide my middle section because I'm kind of a glow worm. So everything just kind of sits in place. That's how I describe my body. The black server apron with your pad and your pin.
Oh, yeah. No, it's what you use to be like, where do I want to define my waist today? It's really mine for the taking.
Yes.
I really think too. It was a hard life to find khakis for a minute that weren't pleated in front. Like, I feel like flat fronts didn't come out until maybe like the early aughts. Like,
it what was is that?
Torture. Dockers just cornered the market. I had to buy men's khakis a lot of the time.
I ended up doing the Goodwill route. And then I do believe the Gap put out flat front khaki corduroys.
Yes, they did.
When you want to talk about some chub rub and almost setting your thighs on fire, with corduroy khakis for your work uniform when I worked at Bloomberg Bagels.
I would sound like, remember when we used to put, this is aging me, but playing cards in the spokes of your bike?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what corduroys would sound like on me.
Everyone's She's like, it's a busy Saturday night if you hear that noise. Vroom, vroom. So you worked at Springfield, Missouri, was this Applebee's when you were in college? Is that right?
Yes.
And was this your first serving job?
It was my first professional serving job. Does that make sense?
No, please tell us.
Because I also worked in a bingo hall in the concession stands funded Planned Parenthood, which I loved. And a lot of the bingo players kind of just ignored it or didn't know. And I was like, yeah, we're doing good. So I worked in the concession hall there, which was not very food professional, if I'm being honest.
Was it like hot dogs and water? What was it?
It was the most amazing. I call them white trash cuisine. Oh, yeah. So everything had chili on it. We had strawberry pop cake, which was just like a strawberry cake that you poured a 3 liter of Shasta strawberry pop into after it was cooked. And then the frosting was made of Cool Whip and instant pudding, vanilla pudding mix that you mix. I'm telling you, it's the only thing that I make that's good, and I take it to every party. So if you want to eat it, just invite me to your house. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. My best friend growing up, they were from Missouri, I think, as well, and moved up to Michigan. And when her mom would make the best waffles, the lightest, crispiest, springy you've ever had, she would put some Sprite into the batter, and these waffles would be like floating on air. They were effervescent. They had bubbles.
Yeah, amazing. Or like any kind of casserole with cornflakes, we made the best fake lasagna, which is cottage cheese and stuff inside. And it sounds disgusting, but it tasted.
It hits all the levels of comfort when you're just like, when you're just living in the Bible Belt. So walk us through what it is to be an Applebee's server, if you don't mind.
I do not mind. Also, if you want to have a career at Applebee's, don't follow in my footsteps, because I was terrible. All right. So I messed everything up from like the very beginning, because when I showed up for my interview, the guy that sat down in front of me, the manager who was interviewing me, happened to be a young man that I had hooked up with a couple of months prior. And when I say hooked up with, like, I don't want to embarrass my family or anything, but it was pretty hot and heavy without like actual joy. Does that make sense?
Like, you mean having sex for the first time and nobody comes other than the guy? Anyway.
No, it didn't get to sex, but there was definitely a moment where I looked at myself in a bathroom mirror. And he was behind me, and I was like, what are you doing? That's what, in my mind, that's what I said. So also, I'm pretty sexy to hook up with if you ladies are interested.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, but fast forward to you got the job. You know what I'm saying, girl?
I think I only got it because he was petrified I was going to say something to somebody, because we never spoke unless we had to the entire time I was there.
Right, but I think we can all agree that like that interview was technically your second interview for that job.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're definitely right. I must have also been great in the first interview.
That's kind of hot, though. You know, maybe it was playing hard. It was like, I'm not going to be that easy this time around. But it sounds like he was actually just ignoring you.
He was just ignoring me. He had a super cute hotsy totsy, like the popular server was his girlfriend.
Oh, well, then, yes. Then, yes, absolutely. Them's the restaurant rules. You are dead to them, you know.
Dead to him. Yeah, for sure. And then, you guys, I was just a bad server. And not because I wanted to be. I wanted to be good, but like, I'm the girl that spilled a lemonade on a newborn baby.
Was there vodka in it? I mean, was it just lemonade?
It wasn't even fun lemonade. No, it was just flat out lemonade. And I tried to catch it with my thigh, as you would.
Right.
Which broke the pin in my waist apron. So The ink went all the way down my leg. The baby was crying. The mother was screaming. And then a tin top I had behind me took that opportunity to run.
No.
Oh, my God. I was crying. The mom was crying. The baby was crying. I mean, probably my manager was crying somewhere. And the 10 of them got up and left. And guess who had to pay for it? This poor college girl.
We go into this. This shit is not right. That's illegal. It's
not right.
It's so illegal.
100% happened to me, and they made me pay for it.
You're a Hears Corporation, first of all, so just eat it. That doesn't cost anything. Right? Second of all, you have a manager who's fraternizing with staff and sleeping with them. So yeah. Everything's broken at this Applebee's to begin with. Let's just say that, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then also, you guys, like what's that French saying for here's the best thing, the piece de résistance?
The taste de résistance.
Yes. There were pictures all over this Applebee's of local high school people, fire departments and stuff. My baby sister and my father were both on those walls, and I was not, but I was slinging salads at Applebee's. And every time I walked by their faces, it made me die a little bit more.
Were you like, I'm so sorry, you guys.
I'm the disappointment of my family.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Andrea, speaking of Dine and Dash, should we jump into this server submitted story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's please do that.
Oh, my God. I'm getting ready to get so angry. I can feel it.
Here we go with our server submitted story today. Hi, ladies. This is the girl in Cleveland who works at the jazz club / Irish pub who wrote to you earlier in the year. I love this, by the way, this restaurant. Just thought I'd send you a story about what happened with a table I had last night. Last night, this man who looked like Larry David, mostly because of the hair, and his wife sat down in my section. They were really nice at first, asked me about my tattoos, and I told them the story of one in particular I have. It's a Factory Records logo. I'm a big audiophile. Anyway, things were going well. They bought two top shelf drinks, salads, and entrees. We were only serving on our covered patio, and it has a large television on it. We also had a lady playing piano while people dine. Great scene to set, guys. Everyone was watching coverage of the Biden win when all of a sudden Kamala comes on the stage. Everyone started gathering around the TV, patrons and servers alike, to watch her speech. The music stopped and the volume on the TV was turned up. Everyone started clapping and cheering on the patio when she came out. While this was going on, I went over to check on the table with pseudo Larry David. They asked what everyone was cheering about. And I said Kamala Harris was on TV. And they said, oh, don't you mean Kamala? They said it the way Trump pronounces it. All sarcastic and shit. Ugh, I don't. Ugh. Okay. All right. Here we go. The wife then said, they better enjoy it while they can. I then decided to clear their empty plates and walk away before I said something. The guy had just gotten a new drink before the rally, so I started. I thought I would give him a chance to finish it and then go give them the check. I wasn't going to give him the chance to order dessert. So I went over and glanced at the TV for a minute, then went to the bathroom. And when I came back, the couple were walking towards the door. I said, hi, everything all right? They started raising their voices and said, no, we're not paying for this meal. We did not come here for a political rally. We came here for a nice night out. This is what they sound like. This is terrible. And we're never coming back here again.
I wish everyone could see what you're doing with your body.
I know. I'm teapotting.
Yes, I like it.
I said, hold on, let me get my manager. I ran to the kitchen and told the manager I needed her now. She walked up to them and asked them what the problem was. They said they were offended by having to listen to the Biden address and were not paying for their $80 tab. I walked away at that point, but they pretty much stiffed me. The manager took the lady's leftovers, oh my God, out of her hands and said she couldn't have them if they weren't going to pay their bill, and then said never come back. They said they'd be notifying the owner. And the manager said, go ahead. He's a progressive liberal Irishman. He'll probably tell you never to come back anyway. Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And she goes on to say she just had to tell us this because it was funny and infuriating, but they could have at least left a fucking tip.
Okay. So before we get into the dine and dash, let's pause for a moment to see that these Trump people are so brainwashed that it's like, hey, dipshits, this isn't a rally on TV. Trump throws rallies. This is a president-elect addressing the nation on every national news network. This is the news.
Right.
A Biden rally didn't break out around you. History is being made and televised. If that was the deal, like, how could you expect Trump or Biden that it wouldn't be on the news wherever you are that night? So this is how fucked up these people are.
And don't play innocent by baiting that server and saying, what's everybody cheering about?
Right?
Are you joking? You know exactly what they're cheering about, and like, you're opening the door to be hateful.
Yeah, they're like, let's go out and hate people tonight because we know the address is going to be on. We'll go out to eat and we'll just make ourselves miserable and everybody else fucking miserable that gets in our path. Like, that is what happened.
That's totally what happened. For example, you don't go out to eat on Valentine's Day if you don't want a set menu and people making out, period.
Yep.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Election or not, we talk about people like this all the fucking time on this show.
Oh, are you kidding me? And then they did the classic Trump move of not paying their bill.
Right?
Right? True. That's Trump. Exactly what he does.
That's all he does. And he tries to blame it on you, that you did a poor job. So now it's your responsibility to pay for it. I was like, it's like these people are made in a petri dish of idiocy and greed and just hate. It's just so terrible. Like, how dare you?
Why does anyone ever think that when they stiff a bill at a restaurant, that who they're really hurting is the rich person that owns the restaurant? That will never happen.
Well,
hurting the person at your table that you're looking at in the face.
Yes, she didn't turn the TV on either. No. So this is our other big gripe, too, is that when someone's just having an overall bad time with the vibe of a restaurant in general, they fuck over the server. And it's like, they are just working here. You pay them anyways. And if you didn't like something about the general atmosphere, the whatever, they have no control over that. I mean, if their service was bad, then yes, it reflects. But if you're like, I don't like that the TV was loud, you know, and then you give them $0.
Yeah, no, you go to Yelp. That's what you do. If you're mad about
it, does.
I sat down weird on the booth and it made a fart noise. I'm not paying.
It's crazy to me, but can we please worship and praise that manager
for
taking those leftovers back? You will not enjoy this later.
You can take these. Wait. I guarantee they were Irish egg rolls.
We talked about them. That is such a fucking power move, too. Just to be like, I'll take those back.
Yes, I love it so much. Because I feel like most of the times when I was in situations as a server where I got in trouble, in front of that customer as well. And then later the manager would be like, we just don't want to cause a problem.
And I just love that it's going to go to the higher up. The liberal Irishman is like, never come back. You hear? We don't want your tape. We don't need your tape. You and your boat rallies, your Trump loving boaters.
Yes. Also, I also like enjoy this jazz trio here right now. Like,
I wish so hard I could get in on this bit, but I can't do accents.
Now take your Irish egg rolls and head for the hills, you trash.
Get out of here with ya. Go run to the hills. I don't, that's what I'll.
And did she say they pronounced
Kamala's
name wrong?
Kamala. That's how they get her. You see, they mispronounce her name and harsh fucking burn.
The very not so veiled racial dig. I think it's white people trying to make it be like a Shaniqua, which is, you know, their hilarious way of being like, someone's really black, you know?
Yes, and that's exactly what it is.
It's full on what they're doing. There's intent behind this shit. Anyways, this was an infuriating story, but we had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's nice to know that we all think those people are terrible.
Oh my God. Absolutely. And I think, you know, we didn't have any headlines today, but I think I'd like to give a shout out because if you guys haven't been paying attention, small restaurants across the country fed voters all week long, standing in line. A lot of people who are like food intolerant, people who didn't know they were getting the next meal, were able to stand in line to vote and get a healthy, hearty meal. And I guarantee small business owners who are liberal minded, who are Irish, who love jazz, were part of that. Should we just jump into this?
Let's jump in because, you know, last week I celebrated a birthday and it just brought up this topic that we cannot believe we haven't done a deep dive into yet. But today we're going to talk about birthdays at restaurants.
Oh, God.
I'd like to say in advance that like doing the research for this topic got me so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started to disassociate from my body after like the fourth video on YouTube. And I was like, no, it's all coming back.
And I love too how before I ever waited tables, before I was ever a server, I thought, how fun for everyone. The people working. Like, I just, in my very sheltered mind, I was like, we're a group together enjoying one another and celebrating. And now I realize it's literal hell.
It's the worst. If you're a server at a big chain where they're like, birthdays are kind of like tossed in your face, it's a huge production, or at a teeny tiny little mom and pop, beautiful, elegant, fine dining restaurant, like birthdays get thrown in your fucking face if you're a server. Period. Mm-hmm. That is that. You have to deal with them.
Yes. You have to. And it's not, there's a pressure, a responsibility for you to make sure they're having fun. And none of your team wants to help you. They really, really don't.
They don't.
Nobody
it's your wants table. Them. It's your problem. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm slammed. I can't go do slammed. The birthday chicken dance right now.
Oh, God. Yes.
I thought it'd be fun to do some like scenarios to be like, who tells you that they're having a birthday? And if you don't already know, like it'd pretty much be like a host being like, by the way, Andrea, it's this lady's birthday. So you're going to need, here's the credit card that the guy gave her and you're going to need to sing.
Or the table of friends that are like, it's Brian's birthday. And he's like, nah, I don't want it. And they're like, do you have a sombrero? Are there balloons? What are you going to do? Like, everyone is so excited about it. Don't you think that people do it for meanness? Do you think the birthday person ever wants a group of people coming over and being like, this is all about you and we're all staring now? Hope you didn't eat too much fart.
Yep. If they are that person, they're usually not a friend of mine, you know? Like, it's just, you're like, what's wrong with you? You want this? You're either a toddler or you're a sociopath.
Oh, right. You know? It's true. Or both. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sociopathic toddler.
Hey. So here's my story. Of course, I've had to sing birthday party songs at restaurants that I've worked at, but I did do an amazing stint as part of my career at the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago. And part of our job was every time the YMCA came on, you had to jump on the tables and sing YMCA in kind of a very short skirt, mind you, because that was the uniform. And so my job was to, every time we sang the YMCA, go outside, decide to smoke a cigarette. If you did sing the YMCA and you did a good job at it, they called you a hard rocker and they gave you an extra pin. I, needless to say, was never a hard rocker and shortly after left the job. Then years later, I did get to work with the actual members of the YMCA on a costume job. So, you know, full circle, now the YMCA is played everywhere. So, you know, stand your ground. And if you need to smoke a cigarette, instead of saying happy birthday or YMCA, I say go for it.
So to go back to what Andrea was saying is basically your managers and coworkers are like, oh, by the way, you're also an event planner tonight. Don't ruin their life.
That is kind of the truth, right? And then I don't know you know, I haven't really grilled you on how fancy the places are that you guys have worked, but being at an Applebee's, nobody pays for a birthday mess. Let me just tell you that right off the bat. Nobody is giving me enough tip to make up for my time on my hands and knees cleaning under that table.
Jesus,
I mean, Christ. Nobody pays enough for a birthday celebration.
It is very true. It is like they all turn into toddlers and they do trash the fucking place.
They trash it and they're there for 12 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So going back to like what you were saying, Dana, like no pressure. And like, yes, there is so much pressure involved in this whole fucking game. Like, not only is it the pressure that it is now somehow up to you to make this person's special day the best day of their life.
I mean, you have that's what they want us to think, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you're at work. Like, you're already doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. You are so in the weeds always. The last thing you can do is take a break, gather up. You're usually going to end up with three other people max for them to very half-heartedly clap and sing to someone that you love.
It's true. It's true. I mean, not only that part, but I think there's a lot that goes along with it, too, that people just assume they're going to get free shit.
Oh, that makes me right. And it's. Well, OK, so we break it down into like some places. Sure. You know, like you get your free little scoop of ice cream. Now get lost, which that honestly, I would prefer that to than what we've talked about. The bane of everyone's existence is when the party brings in their own goddamn desserts that then they show up early. Uh-huh. Okay. Now you're a baker. Okay. And you have to find proper storage for an ice cream cake, a sheet cake meant to feed 80 people. Hi, can you just put this somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now I'm in charge. Uh-huh. It is this nightmarish thing. I mean, we've had server submitted stories where this girl, basically this birthday party broke her during the shift when it was multiple birthdays happening that night. And first she brought out, nobody marked their box saying like, this is this table or this is my friend's name or whatever. So
they
she
didn't put their name on nothing, the outside of a...
Okay, or just the idea that nobody else is having a birthday on a busy Saturday night, you know?
Gross. And,
right?
Real original assholes.
Oh, yes. God. So she brought out two wrong cakes. And then like by the time she found the third one, almost dropped it and just started weeping in front of the table, which I would have.
There's so many like things that got missed on the way from like her being told that cake that was in the walk-in to somebody who didn't put a fucking post-it on it. It wasn't marked correctly. Like this is not her fault.
No. I would definitely end up crying and just eating all those cakes by myself with my face.
I'd put like one of those fingers. Sparkling candles right into my eyeball and end it.
Oh. I'm telling you what, you catch me on a bad night, I'm just burrowing my finger right into the side of each cake out of spite. Just leaving a finger-sized hole in each stupid cake.
You're just like finger fucking cakes. Yep.
I don't like that. And then you're just pulling icing from somewhere else to cover the hole.
Yep.
And you're like, ha, 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 they're going to eat my hole and they don't know.
Oh my God. I mean, okay, not only are they bringing cakes, there's been times that I've gotten to work and there's like huge fucking balloon arrangements just like waiting to be set on tables.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
floral arrangements. You're like, now I'm a wedding planner.
Exactly.
What is going on? They're like the mariachi band is getting here at 8:15.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, the guitarist got stuck on the highway. Can you play guitar?
It's so ridiculous.
Not only that, you have people showing up early who want to put confetti all over the table. They want to decorate.
Why don't they throw this party at their house and then bring in catering? That's what I don't understand.
I think because people like to be out in public, so more people will pay attention to them and more people like know that it's a thing, it's an event, and it's their birthday, which I despise. Also, okay, and I know we've all had this. People show up with a shitload of gifts, and then they take an empty table that has a reservation on it in 20 minutes and put the gifts all over it, and they just take over your whole goddamn section.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot.
A lot. It is. Okay. So, right. And I think to get back to that, like, we've definitely gone off like a year and some change ago about Like, there should absolutely be a plating fee. If this would have been dessert for a 12 top, that should have gone on your check. And instead, they're going to take up another hour to eat an outside cake. You get a plating fee, $5 a head at least. Come on.
Oh, yeah. But, but the people who are going to have that would not do that. Yeah, absolutely. And they're also probably not tipping you based on the total of their, of their A, time, and B, total of their check.
Absolutely. Not to mention, again, the mess that bringing your own cake brings to the table. Like the sheer atrocity that is like extra plates stacked and just like cake smashed on top of cake plates. Mm-hmm. And then you take it back to the dish pit and they're just like, fuck you. Yeah. What is this?
Or how about like the pile of recycling you have to do now too, from all the like bags and gift wrappers.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, here you go. More garbage for you to take care of.
Exactly.
Oh my God. So let's...
Yeah, I feel like that was just a real organic vent that had nothing to do with that timeline that we
we made. By me. I love how we're just like, and can you fucking believe this?
Hey, Andrea, it's Josh. So when I worked at a restaurant, more than one restaurant, we would always sing the, you know, standard happy birthday to you. But at Ed DeBevex, we did things a little different, where we would do this fun one that went like this. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. And then we'd walk away and people would go, oh, now see, that is funny.
And then let's talk about how at these goddamn birthday events, everybody wants separate checks. Or you have people like doing separate math because you have like a mishmash of people who people are inviting to go to your birthday. Some don't drink. Some just want a salad. Some want this. And everybody wants to do it differently.
Would never hang out together. It's your birthday that's formed this motley crew of terrible diners.
Yeah.
And why did you have to do it at my place of work?
Yeah, this my husband, Dan Tipton, is the one who was the guy that would sit there while everyone else was having fun and try and break it down for everyone. And we had like almost a marriage damaging fight where I finally was like, don't you be that person anymore. Don't you dare take that check. You put whatever cash you deem well on there and then you pass it along and let somebody else be that sucker, because it takes forever. It's never right. And you always end up paying more than you ever should have.
Absolutely. That's what I just think. And that's a different adult agreement that those fuckers have to have on their own. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be up to you as a server.
My table. Exactly.
No,
you figure this out on your own and don't put it on your server. But you know what? Is this true? Brooke, I'm not sure. I can't remember where you're from, but like in Missouri, I feel like everyone wants separate checks and that's just the norm. And when I moved to California and we were like, can we have a separate check? I learned real quick that servers were like, no, you sure can't.
It's called Venmo, losers.
I know. Right.
But also like, God, how beautiful is it? You know, I mean, and I think this does apply to four tops, like groups of friends who go out. It's way easier to be like, I don't mind if it's just a two cards, even great. That does like that does not ruffle my feathers as a server. It doesn't make me feel like I'm an annoying customer. Right. But above and beyond that, honestly, like, and I know it's a matter of like if you've got enough cash on your credit card or whatever. It's so classy if you're like, everyone give me cash or send me blah, blah, blah. I got this. Who doesn't love having cash on hand these days? You know, I haven't been in the service industry during this whole quarantine. So I've had the same $20 bill wadded up since like March 18th.
You're my people, because me too. Yeah.
All the cash I have, I put in like my doomsday drawer. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, what?
I just have some, I've been hoarding a little bit of cash just in case I have to like trade something for it, or I need cash for something. You know what I mean? I'm just got a little bit of that going on.
Back in the day when I would crash over maybe at Andrea's because I got too drunk to make it home the four blocks on foot or who knows what, I would be like, Andrea, there is $1,200 collectively just sitting around your house. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it made me so nervous. I'm like,
it would make me nervous.
You know, I had a job for a while where it was strictly cash tips, and you would get your tips the night after, and they weren't on your. So I would have so much cash on hand before I went to the bank, and sometimes I would hoard it and just let it sit there. And I do think there were times where it would get up to like $2,000 before I would like wad it up in a bag and, you know, put in a deposit bag and take it over to the bank.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Everyone's like, so where do you dance?
And not only that, I would get tips in like these little tiny yellow envelopes, like little baby manila envelopes. They're so cute. And they would be everywhere. And I remember when we were we would clean the house, Brian would like pull envelopes with like $20 bills.
My God. That's like your version of doomsday prepping, is just hiding little envelopes of cash.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever. Like, that's drug dealer rich.
Absolutely. It reminds me of, and again, more My Favorite Murder shout out. Georgia posted this amazing video of these guys who bought an old house, and it was an old bootlegger's house. And so when they were renovating the house, the entire house was lined with old shitty bottles of whiskey. They found them everywhere.
That's amazing. Love that. I love that. Wait, can I bring up real quick that someone on our Instagram, because we did, we like went into the history of alcohol, like cocktail culture, you know, prohibition, all this fun stuff. And wait, let me show this to you. So funny. There we go. Okay. So basically they did some reno in the restaurant she's currently working at. They pulled apart a piece of the wall. I'll have to send this to you, but they found a full bottle of sour mix, like from 1945. I'll show it to you. It says,
oh my God,
it's the coolest label. It's Mr. Mixer, sweet and sour. And I told her I'd pay her $5 if she drank from it.
I wonder if that sour would be enough for you, Brooke, back in the day. Could you make Brooke a margarita from that sour mix back in the day? And it would be worthy of her margarita status. Like,
maybe I may have been a 1950s margarita sort of girl, because maybe it was more medicinal back in the day. It wasn't just pure sugar like this trash culture we live in. We needed a breather because we just have to get into the like, it's the elephant in the room, everybody. The song.
Yes.
It's the specific ritual, whatever form of torture your place of work makes you go through. This is when I was disassociating from my body yesterday, because I watched like 8 videos in a row of different chain restaurants. The Olive Garden one put me out.
What's the Olive Garden one? I'm trying to remember.
I'll have to go back, but I mean, it was a speech, and this poor server was like, can I get everyone in the restaurant's attention? And it's like, no.
You can't do it. How did they sing at Applebee's, Dana?
Okay, so here's where I'm super embarrassed, because I'm going to sing it to you exactly how I always did, because I had some sort of like little fuck you flame in my heart, okay? So this is how I always did it. Happy birthday. So my birthday. Hey, I never learned the words.
Fuck you very much.
Hey, yes.
You just did like it was like a drag performance.
Yes. I did, because nobody cares. Nobody was watching me. I just had to move my lips and clap and go, I hated it. I never learned it the entire time I worked there.
Did you have to rally the troops at Applebee's?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I had to be like, come on.
Everybody, that's the fucking worst part. I had to rally the troops.
Stop what you're doing. Because I'm about to ruin.
Abuka de Beppo. Abuka de Beppo. Everything was like big and huge plates of everything. So we would have these candelabras that you would have to light all the candles on. And then we all know what it's like to have like rally. Everybody's busy. And you're like, please, for Christ's sake, please, you guys, I need singers. Come on. I would fucking do it for you. You know, that's what you have to beg and plead. Yeah. I think I traded my firstborn, which is I still haven't had kids, but I owe someone a baby. I think, you know,
who has time for a candelabra while you're waiting?
You have to light it and then you bring it and it drips wax onto your hand also. Yep.
And you're like, sure.
it's torture on torture. You have to yell so fucking loud, hey, we have a birthday in the house. And then everybody sings and it's ridiculous.
Do it.
Oh my God. Hey, you guys, everybody, it's Dana's birthday today. If we put all the stop and pay attention to Dana, God love her. She's been born. On the count of three, we're all gonna sing.
Okay, I'm not gonna torture you.
I'm not. Okay. Happy birthday. Yeah. And then we would sing.
You sang the real happy birthday. You didn't even
have a. We were just singing happy birthday super loud. We didn't have a birthday song. It was just more of the delivery and the getting of the attention and then the candelabra, which was then blown out. And then it was just, and then everybody would just scatter.
Oh my God. I have to be honest, as Dana, the birthday girl, I feel like you would be really great at that. I like your energy.
I do think I was.
I like your commitment. But as Dana, the server, I would be staring daggers into your back while you were doing that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we were all in on it together, but it was just like, that's just how it fucking was, you know?
Wow. I saved this tweet specifically for this episode. I screen grabbed this off of this funny site that we follow. But so it says, parents at restaurant. Our son's 7th birthday is today. Asterisk. Group of 6 Adderall addicted chain smokers who all have sex with each other and haven't slept in 24 hours. Stop rolling silverware and start clapping.
it's so close to the truth.
even so, like some of these, like, you know, you see these like male servers serving to these like singing to these like prepubescent like 12-year-old girls, and it does seem pervy in a way, you know.
And the toddlers and like little ones are scared too. The videos of them too, they're all sitting there like, what's happening, you know, because they've never looked up from an iPad before. Yeah. So they have no idea.
They've only had minions sing them happy birthday in the past.
It's so crazy. I'm a mother, and one of the things that I learned when I became a mom is that children hate the happy birthday song. So many children cry and plug their ears. The last thing they want at a restaurant when they're just trying to eat their chicken fingers is a bunch of strangers screaming happy birthday at them.
Oh my God. I have this note from the bitchywaiter.com who has been around forever as like, I think was one of like the very first like vent like server blogs. And this is a note from a table that says, we wanted to give a better tip, but because accommodations were not good or there were no considerations given for the child's birthday. It was her choice to come here, but not a candle or any type of celebration was done. We're kind of disappointed. No tip for you. This is very real. These things happen.
I in doing my research for today, I read that and I felt heat come up in my body through my neck and into my face because I could not, but you're disappointed. I'm disappointed in myself that I have to work here right now. Okay. I'm already on the edge. Don't you dare put your daughter's birthday on me. She chose it. Then you should have sang to her.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Have you guys ever had a night where it's like every table has a birthday?
Yeah.
I mean, how special, really? What a special feeling.
Special.
And then after you've given your firstborn, what do you have left to bargain with? It's right? Just you and somebody who has a crush on you going,
I know. You're like, you gave Kevin your firstborn. What are you going to give me? And I'll be like, I'll buy you a shot later. And they're like, done, you know?
I have to say, I knew that my swan song, you know, my last 3 years at the classy restaurant James in Brooklyn, I knew I was at a good place because they were like, we don't do that shit. Okay.
Yes.
Get it straight. We don't sing. People are paying a lot of money to have snotty dinner here in exclusive Brooklyn. And we're not doing this claptrap fucking yokel fucking TGI Friday shit. I mean, we had to convince the owner that like, we're like, can't like, is like a candle in one of the desserts okay? And we'll kind of hide it with our body so no one knows but them. Like, they, like, someone's birthday was a covert op sort of situation. That's and amazing. They just be like, thank you. And you're like, you're welcome. Happy birthday.
But I don't know why you would go to a restaurant and expect that they do the your birthday duties for you. Right. Am I wrong? Like, if you want to have a birthday celebration at a restaurant, okay, you sing and you do these things. Yeah. I'm a stranger to this person. They don't care what I do. And it feels like enslavement, to be honest.
It's embarrassing. It's demeaning.
Yes.
Yeah. Even better, go to a bar. They don't give a fuck what you do. You guys can do the goddamn routine from Thriller. And as long as you're drinking and not hurting anyone, you can do whatever you want at a bar.
One of my favorite birthday celebrations at Tony Starts Away is, and we've gone there on my birthday. I don't tell them. They find out somehow. But they'll stick a candle to a coaster and put it on top of a free drink and slide it over the bar there to you.
How cute. Yeah, I love that. Great.
And then that's it. And then you're done. I like the idea, Brooke, you're saying, where birthdays are just passe wherever you work, not allowed. Mm-hmm. Or again, like you said, just like, keep it quiet, guys.
Mm-hmm. But that might not be your brand, you know, especially with these big corporate things. You're known for being celebrated. So you choose this place. And then that's just part of the acceptance you have to have if you're working at Chili's or what have you.
TGI Fridays, aren't they the ones that they tie balloons in your hair? At least in Springfield, they do. Yeah.
They do? Oh.
They take the strings of balloons and tie it in your hair and then they bring you a drink. Yeah, they go bonkers.
So like in that case, like everyone knows that they went and purposely got a job like this and people know they're going there for that. But I think everything else is a bit of a gray area. Do you want to hear happy birthday in Arabic, which I had to learn?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Okay, so this was at my restaurant, Lashish. And I've tried to explain. So what you're all saying is like when you couldn't get your other servers to come join you, you're like, please, please. In these restaurants, so like everyone I worked with, they were from Jordan. They were from Iran, Iraq. They were from, oh my God, Morocco. I met people from Yemen, like Tunisia, like all over the place.
That's so cool.
And someone would be like, birthday. And they would like say it in the back to the kitchen. The cooks would leave the fucking line, like pots boiling over. The dishwasher soaked head to toe would come out. Our busboy Ahmed would take the fucking sword down off the wall that was hanging in decoration. I'm not kidding you. They would take like napkins off people's tables and start like like tying like do-rags and like war gear. And we had drums and bongos everywhere. And so someone would be like, ah! And then it would be, and it went on and on and on. And if the birthday was between you and your table that you were trying to serve, you're like, I'm sorry, I'll be there in 15 minutes. I can't do anything. You see me over here? I can't get through there. So it was, and so like, it'd be like, ha, ha. Ha, you know, drumming in the middle, like, Sana Helwa Yagamil. Cha cha cha. Sana Helwa.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
It was nuts, but it was like, you were just like, fuck, the rest of my section is fucking fucked for the next 15 minutes.
And what if you had multiple birthdays in a night? Like nobody's eating. No tables are turning over.
It was like, to be so hoarse by the end of the night.
Yes. Dude, like the servers, we were like, oh my God, here we go. More because we couldn't get the back of house back into the kitchen. Because they were like, ah, I'm free. I'm living the good front of life.
I do love thinking the idea that you couldn't get to your table because there was like a literal wall of flame they would put up, you know, for people. They're setting shit on fire.
Ahmed was wielding a sword. You know, are you going to try and get by that? Like,
I'm not. No.
No. God, I loved him. I mean, they would jump on the booths with their dirty shoes. Like, it was fucking bedlam.
Straight up sword wielding coyote ugly shit there.
This is the kind of birthday shit I can get behind. You know,
yeah.
I'm a sucker for nostalgia. I'm a sucker for things like this, tradition rather is what this is. But this is much better than like half-assed, half-baked. Like people just like not wanting to be a part of it, you know?
Three super sad 20 or 30 something.
Oh, the three of us having to sing Happy Birthday to a table. Can you even imagine?
I mean, one of you is going to have to elbow me and say, stop crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like I would be like the one be like, all right, guys, let's do it. Dana would do her half-ass singing and Brooke would just be like, Brooke would just be cutting herself with her wine key. I mean,
how dare you? But yes, you're right. I have a lot of trouble. I've struggled with that my whole life.
I think Brooke would just be like the like she would just like pop up her collar and like she'd look around and be like, I'm cool. I'm not cool. I'm cool.
It's like, listen, it's a bad quality trait. I'm trying to not be my dad. The older I get, the harder it's becoming, you know. But no, I would have probably like, yeah, you're right. Popped a collar, put on sunglasses, looked the other way and smoked a cigarette in the dining room. I don't even smoke, but I would do it just to show that I wasn't part of that.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's and people are like, so you're a comedian. You're so hateful, though. And it's just like, you don't understand. I'm deeply introverted. I'm so introverted and unwanted attention feels like I'm being attacked or doing it to other people. Like it hurts me in my soul. In a way, like I'm just too empathetic. I hate looking stupid. Other people, you know, I mean,
unless I've chosen to look stupid, then it's powerful.
Then it's powerful. That's why I'm on a stage with a microphone.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yes.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's your birthday. And your friends take you out and they make such a fuss over you. Happy birthday to you from the oven. Excuse us for the fuss, but we just had to say happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brooke.
Well, you guys, we hope that whatever birthday song you have to sing out there, whatever bullshit you have to deal with, you didn't ruin anybody's life. You didn't.
Oh,
you
well,
did it right.
They'll let you know on Yelp. That's their favorite. That is like the number one complaint. It's like, it was Saturday, 8 p.m. And only 8 of my 12 top, you know, like was there or something like that. And it was my birthday. Well, I'll start number one, you know, and then you're like, oh, God, of course.
They're like, the table next to me had a birthday and they obviously thanked that table better than they sang to me. For sure. This is never going to stop, you guys. People are going to keep having birthdays until they have their death days. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You even death days.
I'll sing a song for that.
That'd be good. That would be a good place
I'll
to go.
Clap and dance on your grave, motherfucker.
I endorse this restaurant.
Please bring your sword.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Well, if you guys either have any amazing or terribly, terrible birthday service submitted stories, please send them our way. We would love to hear them.
Want them. And also, if you want to send us a video on Instagram, make sure it's the kind that stays in the chat of you singing your horrible restaurant birthday song. We'd love to start plastering those on our stories on Instagram. Right now, we're getting some server vein submissions. They're trickling in. So show us your fucked up, show us your fucked up calves.
Oh my God. Varicose spider, what have you.
Varicose celebrating happening over on the Sidework podcast.
Well, and always, you guys, you can go ahead and check out the rest of the amazing podcasts on Last Podcast Network. They're so fun. We love all our fellow brother and sisters over at LPN.
And please do us a favor, subscribe, rate, and review. That helps us stay on the charts, babies. Yeah. And and thanks to everyone of our friends and past guests who called in and terrorized us with their old server restaurant songs.
Yeah.
Sarah, Tiffany, et cetera, et cetera.
Dana, thank you so much for being here today.
I had so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We will post about rants and raves. We will share your info on our Instagram as well. We think our listeners would like what you guys do, too. So check out rants and raves.
Yay. Thank you.
All right. All right. And you know what we say at the end of every episode, Brooke?
Yeah. Godspeed.
And good tips.
Happy birthday to
hell yeah.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday, Sidework Podcast. Also, Brooke.
Soon. And me.
Happy birthday to you.
Shing.
Ha 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 ha